Hello, it's Thursday, March 9th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. We're glad that everybody's tuning in today, but we have a change in scheduling. We said on yesterday's show that we're going to talk about Mr. Dick Cheney and a prediction or several predictions that we've made, but there's been a recent development. And if you look at the Wing TV homepage, you'll see what that is. So what we're going to do is talk about Mr. Cheney tomorrow. And instead, we're going to focus on this article on the Wing TV homepage. But first, Lisa's going to update everybody on the Scholars for 9/11 Truth petition.
Very, very exciting. Right now, the petition stands at 2,466 signatures. We need 10,000. We are just amazed that in 2 days' time, we went from 177 or 178 when I signed it to 2,466. So people, if you haven't signed it yet, go to scholarsfor911truth.org and add your name to the list and stand up for 9/11 Truth. And don't be afraid to use all uppercase. Be loud, be proud.
That's right. And we'd like to congratulate everybody who has signed this petition. You're already in just 2 days' time, one quarter of the way there to the goal of 10,000. And on Monday's show, we're going to talk a little bit about not only whose name is on this list, but some of the names that aren't. And Lisa, you've been getting some emails about that, haven't you?
People are noticing, and we are getting emails from people who are looking to see who signed it and who hasn't, namely the prominent names everybody's familiar with. And there are a lot of prominent names, a lot of them from GCN.
Yeah, they haven't
signed
it.
Aren't on there, so it's curious.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on Monday. But now, for the matter at hand, if you look on the Wing TV homepage, there's an article called Warning, Are Scholars for 9/11 Truth Being Sabotaged? And the reason this article was written was because a week or so ago, Dr. Morgan Reynolds, who's one of the preeminent members of the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, wrote an article entitled, We Have Some Holes in the Plain Stories, which, even though it doesn't directly endorse what's known as the No Planes Hitting the World Trade Center Towers theory, it opens up the door for this theory and allows it to be exploited and manipulated. Well, yesterday then, the Scholars for 9/11 Truth posted this article on their homepage, and that's where everything started to develop.
I think we should explain what blue screen theory is for people who don't know.
Exactly.
The blue screen theory, or as some 9/11 researchers call it, media overlay theory, basically says that small missiles or planes hit the towers and that these were covered over in the videos and photos of the impact by synthetic 3D graphic images of 767s, including real-time superimposition of these images on all of the live TV footage as it was broadcast on 9/11.
So what they're saying, and this group is headed by people like Nico Haupt, a woman named the Web Fairy, and others. What they're saying is that on the morning of September 11th, 2001, no planes actually hit the World Trade Center towers. Let me repeat that. They're saying that no planes actually hit the World Trade Center towers, but instead, their first theory was that it was simply holograms.
Right.
That somehow holograms were created.
King Kong-sized holograms.
Yeah. And that's what hit the towers. Well, they've moved on from that bogus theory.
After being thoroughly debunked.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that more later. But now they're saying that still no planes hit the towers, but that this was somehow, the whole thing was manipulated in a studio with blue screen technology and so forth, and that there was no planes, but everything was blotched out, and it's insane, really.
What they're talking about is targeting the media for lying. Now, we already know the media has lied about everything regarding 9/11, as well as a number of other issues over time.
Right.
So this is not news.
Yeah. Now, we're bringing this news to you, and we don't take it lightly. In fact, when we wrote the first article last night, we went over it and scrapped it and worked late into the night last night to write a second revised article that we thought was more accurate. And what this article is you'll see, is a warning. It's a warning to the 9/11 scholars that there are forces out there that are deliberately trying to sabotage them. and we think that this hologram, no plane, blue screen technology is a deliberate attempt to discredit them and really just flush them down the toilet.
Right. We've seen this happen before. We call this disinformation deja vu. We all saw this happening with the pod.
Yep.
The pod theory that was brought out by certain people like Phil Jahan and thoroughly debunked as well. And we were made to all look like a bunch of incompetent conspiracy kooks when Popular Mechanics decided to marquee that particular theory and paint all the rest of the evidence as just nuts and ridiculous.
Right. Now, Lisa, let me ask you a question. Did you warn Jim Fetzer, who's one of the founders of the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and Morgan Reynolds, did you warn them that this type of skullduggery was taking place before they published the article?
I did. I tried. I tried very hard to warn them. I don't like to just characterize people, you know, as disinformation unless I know what I'm talking about. And I would say that the widely held view of 9/11 researchers is that the views and theories and ideas of a person named Web Fairy are not only laughable, they're insupportable. They make us all look like morons.
Right, right.
And hardcore 9/11 researchers have really come out in opposition to these bogus theories, which are held by a minority of people within the 9/11 research field. We don't want these theories gaining legs and
making us all look like asses.
Casting these theories as widely held views by the majority, because they're not.
Right. And this Web Fairy woman is also very closely associated with Phil Jahan from Let's Roll 9/11,
right,
who, of course, came out with the pod theory. Now, Lisa, we debated last night whether we should even bring this issue up. And after Jim Fetzer posted the article, you contacted him and started to let him know already that there was fallout from a group called Hard Evidence.
Morgan's article first appeared on his own website.
Yep.
And subsequently, we found out about it, and we've been studying. It's not light reading, so
it's 30 pages.
It'll take you a while to get through it and internalize it and try to absorb it. He doesn't particularly endorse any specific theory, but he does open the door for exploitation by these disinfo people. Fetzer put it on the Scholars website. Now, I had asked Fetzer to please wait before putting it on the Scholars for 9/11 Truth website until it could be tested for supportability, until other credentialed experts could examine and test this analysis and see if it holds
right
up.
But they posted it on their website.
Right away.
And then this group, who's called the Hard Evidence Group, these are some hardcore researchers, immediately pounced on it. Lisa forwarded the information to Fetzer. He then subsequently moved it, right? And what did he tell you then?
He moved Morgan's article off of the front page of their website to the resource section and down low on that section so that it's not glaring out in the face. And he then asked me to not draw attention to the fact that the article is on the website. Now, I'm very unsettled by this because I feel like me talking about it is not drawing attention to it. They've already drawn attention to it
by
putting it on the internet, by putting it on the front page of their website in the first place, and for leaving it up there at all.
Yeah. Now, when you think of Wing TV, Wing TV stands for World Independent News Group. When we were debating last night whether we should bring this information out, I told Lisa the key word is news. I said this is news. And this is information that people in the 9/11 Truth Movement, the Patriot community, need to know about, because what's going to happen, just like in the past, when publications like Popular Mechanics focused in on the pod and so forth, what this is doing is opening up the door now to focus in on this no-plane, blue-screen, hologram fakery, and I think that it's vital that people need to look into this and say, wait a second, what is this crap?
Well, the whole thing is they don't prove there's no planes that hit the towers. I guess what they want is people to refute what they say there and prove them wrong. But I don't believe that the onus lies on the reader or people who hold opposing viewpoints to prove that they're wrong. If you're going to put a paper out there, you should be prepared to prove that you're right
in
what
like
you're stating.
When we published 9/11 on trial last year, it's February 2005, I stood behind that 100%, and I even made a challenge to Popular Mechanics, to the editor.
Right.
What was his name? Meigs?
Yeah,
Bob
right.
Meigs, I think. And said, if you can disprove this book.
I don't know if it was Bob.
Yeah.
It was Meigs.
Meigs was his last name. I said, if you can disprove this book, not only will I publicly apologize for issuing it, but I'll take it off the internet permanently. And to this day, nobody has discredited or disproven 9/11 on
right.
trial. And that's the standard, I think, that should be set for everything
well,
that comes out.
We do agree with 9/11 researcher Eric Salter when he says, you pick your battles carefully. Pick those you can win. And in the end, the physical evidence may only support a limited hangout. But in other words, you may not have enough physical evidence to prove something one way or the other, but that doesn't mean you go home and you give up. You have to augment your research with augment your physical evidence with research and continue on and never give up.
Yeah, and you know, this goes even further because one of the people that worked behind the scenes, this is what they had to say
right.
about the research.
We know this person. His name is Rick Ryder. He goes to MIT, and he has been instrumental in helping Morgan Reynolds with calculations and whatnot regarding this paper. He said to me in an email, now we have the eyeballs scrutinizing every word. If the scrutiny holds, they win. At best, I think they'll stalemate us, meaning they can't prove a plane, but we can't prove no plane either.
And see, I disagree with that.
And I said, if you can't prove it, why put it out there in the first place?
Right, because isn't the water already muddied enough with the pods and all this other stuff? And one of the reasons why Lisa and I refuse to become part of any organizations or groups or networks is because we want to remain independent.
Well,
and
we
want to
be able to come out and tell you the truth and not feel like we owe our allegiance to one group or another, and so therefore we can't say anything.
Right, and if we would mute ourselves about this issue or any other, what differentiates us then from the mainstream media that mutes itself
right.
on certain issues? So it's our responsibility to bring this information to you, and we think we're doing a great service to the 9/11 community, because this crap where they're saying that no planes hit the towers is nothing but crap. And yesterday, I finally made a phone call to someone. This was my mentor of sorts back 15-plus years ago. And I call this guy maybe once a year for advice or for a question. Only on the big things, because this guy is so far above and beyond 99.999% of people in the world that I figured this is a good time. And I called him up and I said, is there any possibility that no planes hit the towers on the morning of 9/11? And he said, that's absolutely ludicrous. I respect his opinion more than probably any other person out there. He said it's ludicrous. And anybody that's pushing a theory, a notion, an absurdity that no planes hit the towers that morning, this needs to be attacked and put to bed right now.
Now, don't think that we're talking about Morgan Reynolds behind his back, because I have been emailing back and forth with Morgan the last day or so, asking him questions. And Morgan has told me, I asked him if this paper has been peer-reviewed. He said, are you're kidding. He said he vetted it to some anonymous experts, at least one or two of which we know to be former proponents of the hologram theory.
Mm-hmm.
He's also, I guess, sent the paper weeks ago to 9/11 researcher and activist Nico Haupt, who claims to be one of the proofreaders
right.
of this paper.
Now, we're not saying this critically because Nico is from Germany, but this guy, his grasp of the English language is limited at best, and for him to say that he's one of the editors...
he speaks broken English, and
yeah.
he writes broken English.
Right. Now, also, we need to get right to the crux of this matter. One of the individuals at the center of this no-plane, hologram, blue-screen nonsense is a woman named Web Fairy.
Yeah.
We've made strident efforts on this show to never, ever, ever mention this woman's name, because we don't want any association with her whatsoever.
We might have mentioned it once or twice,
yeah.
but we try to steer clear.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is we've tried to make efforts never to even mention her name because of the ludicrousness of what she does. Now, if you don't know Web Fairy, these are some of the terms that she's come up with in the past to describe the phenomenon of the holograms on the morning of 9/11. Just listen now, and listen how scientific her terminology is. She's referred to such things as what zits, that she's referred to them as pigs fly, King Kong sized holograms, fire perps, dust pimples, blurry blobs, dive bombing thingies, and wing flapping hollow shadows.
Are these scientific terms to you?
And she also said then that anybody that criticizes her theory is a debunker and a Teletubby. Now this is the person at the crux. She's also a video manipulator. She's at the crux of this retarded nonsense. And I'll say it's retarded.
Well, it's her and her partner.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is what we're dealing with. And for it to even... And they're the ones that are now pushing the no-plane theory that's creeping into Morgan Reynolds' work. And it's a disaster. A disaster waiting to happen.
Now, the whole weakness of this argument, as Eric Salter pointed out late last year in 2005, I think it was October or November, he says, how could the perps have ensured control over all the images taken of the planes that approached the World Trade Center? He said only one good image posted to the web would have threatened the exposure of the operation. He says New York is the media capital of the world. It's got national networks, local networks, independent TV stations, etc., etc. Ordinary citizens possessed cameras on that day. There were thousands of tourists, as is always the case in New York City. How could they ensure control over all of the images taken on all of these different cameras,
right,
on that day from different heights at different locales?
What
how could
saying,
they ensure such a panoramic control?
Yeah, what he's saying is that the networks manipulated all of these images through blue screen fakery. But we talked to Vinny Sammartino one night, one of the most
analytical... He's a 9/11 researcher.
Yeah, one of the most analytical minds we know. We asked him point blank, Vinny, is there any possibility that no planes hit the towers? And he says, my eyes don't lie. He says, how many people saw this plane live hit the towers away from the networks? They didn't see it on TV. They saw it live. So we went last night and looked at all of our 9/11 videos and how many different angles and so forth that it's preposterous to say that no planes, none whatsoever, hit the towers.
Yeah, Eric Salter calls this smoking gun fever and massaging evidence to fit a more radical analysis. Remember what I said before. Pick the battles you can win. And the controlled demolition hypothesis is one we can win.
Right.
This other muddying of the waters, why do we even have to go there when we already have enough evidence to get the bastards?
And that's what we bring out in this article. We say, what's wrong? Why isn't controlled demolition good enough? We can prove it 100% with nothing but physics, mathematics, and simple scientific formulas. And we don't need conspiracy theory. We don't need conjecture. We don't need unproven notions. And Lisa, we don't need wing-flapping hollow shadows and dive-bombing thingies and blurry blobs.
Or dust pimples.
And dust pimples.
No, we don't. You know, also...
We need Einstein and Newton.
So Morgan doesn't see wreckage in the photos of the World Trade Center towers, plane wreckage. And so he's going by that. There's, you know, that's one of the reasons why he thinks there was no plane there. But how are we to know what was actually there? People weren't allowed near the site on 9/11/2001. They carted the evidence away so
immediately
fast. We don't know what was there. We don't see a plane in the hole of the tower.
Right.
But that doesn't mean there was no plane there.
Right. I mean, there's a hole in the side of the towers that I think they purport that there was some kind of explosives that had to have been planted on the outside or the inside of the towers to create this hole in the towers. I mean, the deeper you get into it, it's worse than Alice in Wonderland.
Morgan says, well, I haven't seen any reports of plane wreckage. Well, that's to their good, the perps, because if there are no reports, they can say everything was destroyed. Nobody can ask for forensic testing. Nobody can cross-check serial numbers. It's a pretty done deal for them. You know, a lack of a report doesn't mean there was no plane there.
Right. And to show how dangerous this water is even though, as we said, Morgan Reynolds unequivocally stated that he's not supporting or advocating any theories.
Yeah, we have a little problem, though.
Right. On March 3rd, Nico Hauff sent around an email, sent it to Lisa. In the subject line, it says, Now also Reynolds' pro-blue screen 9/11 reality fakery. Then in the body of it, he said, with Morgan Reynolds, Jimmy Walter, Rick Siegel, we now have three new prominent supporters of the blue screen research.
And so yesterday, I sent an email to Morgan, and I said, I've noted in your new article that you don't endorse or subscribe to any particular theory regarding no planes or what did or didn't hit the World Trade Center towers. Strangely, though, Nico Haupt is sending around emails telling people that you are for the blue screen theory.
And that's exactly what they're wanting. Do you know how
I'm
long...
I'm a little confused here.
Lisa, how long have Nico and Web Fairy been unrelentingly pursuing us to try to latch this onto
we
us?
We have been hammered...
For years now.
Unrelentingly by these people to come out and support this blue screen theory. We have been told that if we don't, we're considered suspicious, that we are agents. We're told that we're gatekeeping. If we don't come out and show our support, we should spend an hour on this subject and come out one way or another. Well, I guess this is our position.
Yeah. Victor. And see, as I told Lisa,
we're not buying it.
If we would come out and advocate this theory, I says, every ounce of credibility that Wing TV has would be destroyed within a minute's time.
Well, not, and it's bigger than Wing TV.
Right, right.
It's, the entire 9/11 truth effort stands to potentially be discredited just as the pod theory attempted to do. And all these shills need to do is grasp a hold of one weak, insupportable, bogus, or erroneous theory. They latch onto it and paint us all with this broad brush.
Yeah.
We love Morgan Reynolds. We appreciate and are proud of his work with controlled demolition.
That's right.
That is the crux issue. That is the case that we can win.
And now that he's opened up the door, Morgan Reynolds, you see people like Nico Haupt leeching onto him like a parasite and spreading it all across the internet saying, Morgan Reynolds now supports blue screen research,
which is bogus. I got attacked in that journalist group the other day, Breaking All the Rules, by Web Fairy, who happens to be a member of that group. And she's taken every opportunity she could to attack me on this issue because we won't come out and support their theory. And I refused to come out and support it. I just refused. I said, I need to study this, you know, and look at it more. Victor and I rewatched video footage of the World Trade Center tower strikes.
These are independent.
We've
watched it. The network.
We've read Morgan's material. We don't disagree with everything in Morgan's paper.
No, because he wrote very well on how there was no plane at the Pentagon and the whole Shanksville hoax, which we point out in Phantom Flight 93.
Right. But when it comes to this no plane stuff, they can't prove what they're saying. They haven't had this paper peer-reviewed. They're keeping the names of the people that they vetted it to secret, although one of the people they vetted it to actually told us the names of the people, so I don't know why this is just... And the people that they vetted it to, some of them are the no plane people.
Right.
People like Web Fairy and her partner, who we despise that person so much we can't even say his name because of the damage that he's been trying to do to this movement for years now.
Yeah.
I should say effort. There is no movement.
It's been almost 4.5 years now, about 4.5 years. We've seen people come. We've seen people go. And these no-planer hologram dive-bombing thingies have been trying unrelentingly to discredit this movement. And it's finally time to put it on the table and say it's bogus, and we're warning now. We tried to warn the scholars beforehand. Be very wary of these gatekeepers. And we reeled off the names and the organizations to be wary of. Well, now they put this stuff out there, and the ramifications are going to start. We beg them, don't associate yourself with this in any way, shape, or form.
A lot of our listeners have been emailing us because they read Morgan's article before we did even.
Yeah.
And were asking us, what is this stuff?
Right.
What's going on here? And so we're just telling you, we don't subscribe to this, and we do believe that planes hit the World Trade Center towers. They are not proving planes. They have not proven it. The onus is not up to the reader to prove or disprove what they're saying. If you put a paper out there, you should be very capable of proving
100%.
Your assertions and conclusions.
Especially something this important. So we have to get going, but we conclude the article by saying If you agree with what we're saying, contact the Scholars for 9/11 Truth. Go to their website, send an email to Jim Fetzer and say, please, don't associate yourself with this
nonsense.
We just
want everybody to know, we support what the Scholars are doing.
Yeah.
We think they're doing good work. We like them. We don't even dislike Nico Haupt, really.
Yeah.
You know, he's a likable person. We've protested alongside of him in various places. But we disagree with this, and we think this has the potential to be very damaging to what we're trying to do, which is expose the lies of 9/11 and seek justice. And we can't do that if we start peddling around stuff that isn't proven. The controlled demolition is provable. It's been proven.
Right. We'll be back tomorrow. Give us your thoughts on this matter. We're going to talk about Dick Cheney. Follow up on this no plane nonsense. And folks, thank you for all your feedback. Thank you for tuning in to Wing TV. Sign the petition. You're becoming active. You're seeing through the lies. And until tomorrow, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.